YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready.
Good morning. Come on in. Water's fine. Come on in. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless you. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against this word. No weapon formed against this broadcast. No weapon formed against the teaching, the technology. No weapon formed against the iPhones, the iPads, the Androids, the desktops, laptops, whether they're in the car, the home, in the grocery store, wherever you are, if you're in the doctor's office, I send the word of healing to your body. The Bible says healing is the children's bread. Come on now. Healing is your portion. Peace. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on me, peace is your portion. Ha, glory. Glory. Yeah. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Ha, glory. Woo, my God. Yes, grace. Even right now, even as we are in the time of the season of the Feast of Tabernacles, grace is your portion. Ha, glory. Grace is your portion. High glory, grace is your portion. Glory, Hikeisha. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now, you better get this. You better receive it. 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now, jump on in. Let's get up in here. Father, we thank you, Lord God. I thank you that this word shall go forth unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that this word shall go forth with clarity and understanding. Father, I declare and decree this word, high glory, is going to activate. It's going to activate the recompense. High glory. It's going to activate. High glory. It's going to activate. It's going to be activated in them, in their life, in their home, in their finances, in their body, in their spirit. High glory. It's going to be activated. High glory. This season. Woo. High glory. I'm just typing this for Instagram. Amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restoring Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. So here's what we got to understand. Today, as we are in the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? Deuteronomy 16 says it like this. Type this in here. Deuteronomy 16. And when you get there, someone type, "It is so." Deuteronomy chapter 16. Let's look at what it says. It says, "Three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord in the place that he shall choose." So first of all, remember, it says, "With all your getting, get under what? Understanding." Okay. Three times a year, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Weeks, which is the Feast of Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles, and none shall appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, which he hath or already given. Okay, so the Feast of Tabernacles that we're in right now, it goes all the way through October 23rd. It's called a set time, a moad or moadim. That means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. So God created the time, meeting, and place. And he says, all my children, all my divine offspring, all my divine ones shall come and meet their father three times in the year. It's not the only time, but these are commanded times. And then he says, don't come empty. Come with an offering. Why? Because the Bible says that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. And what you understand is, and we're going to be going into this later on in this time and season, amen, is that one, that these set times correlate and are connected to you sowing seed, feast, seed time and harvest. Passover is the time is when, amen, amen. Good morning, Damien. Set time is the time when God designated and declared specific times when he would come down and meet his children. Now, the Feast of Passover, which is the beginning of, remember, seed time and harvest, which is the beginning of God's seasons. So, the Feast of Passover, in Exodus chapter 3, he says, I am come down to deliver my children. Okay, so when you understand that he came and delivered them out of over 400 years of bondage, and he said that this will be the designated time of counting and meeting me, and it's the time also, because they lived in a desert region, that when they sat down and when they met them, he would bring the former rain, Joel chapter 2. We're going to get into this weekend, Joel chapter 2. It's called the former rain. Because they lived in the desert region, they had to believe God for the former rain, which is the beginning rain, which would soften the ground, make the hard desert rock dried ground to become soft enough for them to take their bulls and plows to break up the fallow ground so they can plant the seed. Passover begins sowing seed. Pentecost is 50 days later. And then he says, if anything comes out of the ground, grab a handful, bring it to me in a basket, bring it to the priest, and the priest will bring it into my presence, wave it before me. It's called a wave offering. It's also called a terumah, a heave offering. And he will pronounce the blessing over your harvest before the harvest even had a chance to open up. Amen. Hey, glory. So now, that's Pentecost. But then we come into the Feast of Tabernacles when God says, come, make temporary dwelling spaces next to the temple. Meet me for the next 7 days, and we're going to have an interaction. It's a time of harvest, of celebration, of feasting, eating, fellowship with one another of the community. And he says, when you come into these three times, come with something in your hand, and I'm going to exchange the blessing of the Lord
with what you bring. Now, here's what you got to understand. The blessing of the Lord. Now, here's God's kingdom, okay? God's way of doing things. Remember, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. What is his kingdom? His way of doing things. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added unto you. So the blessing of the Lord is God's supernatural spiritual empowerment to prosper and be successful. So he says, if you come into my presence, I will bless you. I will bless your crops. I will bless your herds. I will bless your servants and your partners and whatever it is that you're doing. And I will bless you for the entire year. This is why it's so important, because God has a process. His process is preparation for provision. Psalm 66. He says, we went through fire and through water, but I brought you out where? Into a wealthy place. So when you go through God's process, coming and meeting him, now you can actually activate this time in your life, okay? Psalms 102, okay? This is why this is so important, Psalms 102, okay? When he says to come into his presence, Psalms 102, verse 13, let's get this. High glory. Psalms 102, verse 13. He says, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. So when you understand God has a time, he says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. High glory. So right now, we just declare and decree that your life, when you begin to acknowledge God's presence in your life, when you begin to acknowledge that he's here to cause this whole season, this whole life, this whole time and season in your life to be activated, now you can say, "Woo, I will bless the Lord." Okay, so now let's go here. Let's see here, for time's sake here. Let's go to, so we said three times in a year. All right, so now, Romans chapter 5, and this is key for this time and season, and for all of you that come, okay, understand, you are in this season of multiplied and abundant grace. Romans chapter 5, and we're gonna end here for today, amen? Come on, someone type, "It is so." Romans chapter 5. And we're going to use verse 19 and 20. Amen. Here we go. And it says, amen. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Amen. Keeping you lifted up in prayer, Raji. Amen. Here we go. It says in verse 19 and 20, "For by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by one man's obedience, one shall many be made righteous." So listen, when Jesus came to die on the cross, it was to cause a reversal of what Adam did in the garden. Because Adam disobeyed God, it allowed sin or separation from God to enter the earth. Amen. But in verse 20, it says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound," okay, or the sin might abound. "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." Now, this is key. We're going to go to one more scripture. Hey, all right, come on now. Someone type "it is so." So when you go to John chapter 10, now this scripture makes a whole lot more sense. Yes, Darius and Damien. Thank you for joining in. And I'm hoping that you're getting much better at guitar, okay? Listen, when you understand John chapter 10. Now this makes this verse of scripture, it brings revelation and insight. Now remember, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Okay, now remember, look at what it says. The thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the sin abounding. But then he says, I am come that they, those that choose, those that repent, those that receive salvation, those that say, Father, I want to reconnect my life back to you. I'm no longer a child of sin. I want to become a child of God, my Father. He says, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Okay, life, Zoe, the absolute fullness of life, but that they might have it how? More abundantly. Now, when you read this phrase more abundantly in the Greek, the parasisos, it means exceeding some number or measure, over and above, more than is necessary, exceeding and abundantly, supremely, something further, much more than all, extraordinary, surpassing, uncommon. Oh, come on now. And then he says, super added. So today, allow God to become, listen, super added in your life. Okay, allow him to become super added in your life. So when you understand that with all you're getting, get understanding that this season, now it's going to make sense that 5785 is going to be a season of divine grace and completion, okay? It's going to be a season of renewal and new beginnings. It's going to be a season of the power of you changing your life, your garden, by how you speak. What you speak and how you speak is very important, okay? And this is why God says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says that the power of death and life is in your tongue, is in your mouth. I'm going to say it again. The power of death and life. What you speak, because you were created in God's image, what you speak, you give it power to come to pass. So come on now. Are you getting this right now? So listen, it also means that this season is going to be a time of rest and preparation for greater work. So everything that God, remember, his process is to prepare you for success, is to prepare you for abundance and life and peace and joy. He says, listen, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it how? More abundantly. That means a time and season to enjoy. Now listen, grab, he says, while the earth remains, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now listen, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Seed time is the period of planting seed or investing into the kingdom consistently. The harvest is the manifestation or the harvest from the seeds that you sow. Okay, so now how do we sow? Well, you do it two ways. One, by sowing directly into Restored Ministries International. Okay, you can use our website at restoredministriesint.org. You can go to the PayPal at RestoredMININTL. You can use your smartphone and scan the little QR code, and it'll take you to our PayPal link, and you can go there and sow seed. You can also use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using the church Gmail at RestoredMININTL@gmail. But then he says that we can take it to another level. He says, by giving what's called a teruma, when you give it directly into the hand of the priest or prophet. Now he says that the first of all first fruits of all things of every teruma, that word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. And he says, and you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or speak the blessing to rest or remain in your house. Now, when you do this, when you give the teruma directly into the hand of the prophet, Now you're activating the mouth of the prophet. Now, as prophet and priest over this ministry, I speak with the mouth of God, and God honors what I speak. So even though I'm praying over you guys daily, for those that join in, we pray over you in the ministry and your homes and your life and your business. I pray over you daily as priest over the ministry. So now, but when you sow directly to Ruma, by using my Cash App or $MDBryant or my Zelle or my PayPal, now I speak according to the word, the blessing of the Lord that makes you rich and adds no sorrow. I speak it over your life, and God honors the mouth of his priest and prophet. Come on. So you see, Father, I thank you. You said that as they give, it shall be given unto them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, I speak that from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, the blessing of the Lord is increased in their life. Peace, joy, life more abundantly is being super added in their life. Father, debt cancellation, sickness and disease is being destroyed because of the blessing. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that they'll never be the same from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, don't miss Sunday morning, the hour of power, 7:30 Mountain Standard Time. Be blessed.